This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Every day I think of you. Every day I think of you.
Every day that love was true. Times we love the nights away. Every day you hear me say, I love you. Every day, every day I feel your touch. Every day I get the rush. Times we fell asleep together, holding you tight in cold weather. I love you. Every day. Hold my hand in the rain and take me down memory lane. Not every day is sunny. We never needed money. Stand in front of me and no one said you did so worry again.
Moments it was you and me, laughter and the memory. I love you. Every day. Every day you laugh with me. Every day we both agree. God has chosen you and me. Never any mystery, cause I love you. Every day.
It's been a whole 3 weeks since we have been together.
I know. Have you missed me?
No.
You have really?
Not in the slightest, babe.
You have?
Maybe a little bit.
Listen, it's really good to be back.
Is it?
Yes.
What have you been up to?
I've been so busy.
As ever.
Crazy busy.
What parties have you been to?
I can't remember. They've been so wild. I can't even remember them now. But that's why I couldn't come on Thursday. I'm so sorry I couldn't do the show. I had a
quite
big
right.
charity event.
Mm-hmm.
I had to host it.
You're a very charitable gal.
I'm a very charitable girl. But no, been very busy, but I'm back in action for FUBAR.
Good.
And you've got my whole undivided attention.
Well, I am delighted to hear that because this rarely happens that we have a guest this early.
I know, he's very early because he's got lots to
got
do.
Got lots to do and lots of places
to go. He's got to get back to Chelsea.
It's the very handsome Julius.
Hello.
From Maine in Chelsea.
Julius Cowdrey.
How are you doing?
Is that the right pronunciation?
That is it. Not many people get it right, so thank you.
How do they say it?
Cowdrey, Chowdhury, I get sometimes.
Chowdhury.
Yeah, I've got to remind
him. He's a very handsome boy.
Very handsome.
Now, I love that you said thank you.
Well, that was very kind of you.
It's very true. Now, how did you get in the show in the first place? What happened? Were you walking along the King's
Road?
What
happened?
And they said, you've got to be in Made in Chelsea.
Well, so no, I just, I'm good friends with a few of the people on the show already, so it kind of... It kind of was almost an obvious transition. I spent a lot of time with them anyway, so they just said, oh, do you want to come on?
Oh, they're your real friends, not pretend
Boom.
Friends.
Yeah, no, Liv Bentley, who's on the show, I've known all my life, so
yes,
there's no pretend there.
I mean, it's interesting that, though, isn't it? Because you think that. Straight away, you think.
Oh, the question I get the whole time is it real? And then I get messages on Twitter saying, you're a great actor. And I said, well, I'm not acting. You know, like, I've got, you know, friends of mine on the show who are crying to me. I can't cry on cue. I don't know if anyone can, really. But, you know, no actors
in
the show.
I'm quite good at it. Okay, I'll do it.
Should go on.
Do
it? Right,
I can cry with real tears, unlike some people.
You need a few more wines, I think.
No, I've only had one.
Uh-huh. Go on, I'm very jealous.
Now, but you've enjoyed being on the show, though. You've loved it, have
yeah,
you?
Lots of fun.
Yeah, so this is your second series, right?
It is, yeah. It's a great experience for my music, so it's fantastic that people can hear it.
So that was your song we just heard then, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, indeed, yeah.
It was very good.
I love it!
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not saying that?
She might be just saying that, but I'm being real.
I'm being honest, and I will tell you.
No, to be fair, she would.
I would tell you if I don't like it.
You're straight talking down the line.
I'm very straight talking, but you've got it's quite a cool voice. It's quite...
I'm getting Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, very... But it's quite... not saying hi, but it's like a cool vibe.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the second track that I've released, and we're hoping to release another one in a month or two. So it's all kind of go.
So is singing your thing? Is that
singing is my thing? I don't know what I do without it, actually.
Oh,
It's one. It's kind of my best friend in life, really. I do it every day.
Do you write your own songs and
write my music a lot with my twin? I have a twin brother who I write together with. So I was just seeing how it's going. It's going
and
well.
And have you been looked at by record labels?
So I'm signed with an independent label at the moment that's affiliated with Warner. So that's really exciting to kind of have the backing of and the support from a label as well as a management. So
wow.
It's and the streams are doing really well on the track. So people are actually liking it and listening to it every day, which is... It's called Every Day.
Every Day.
Good one.
That part I've heard that before.
And was that the reason for you getting into Made in Chelsea, to promote your music?
Yeah. It was. I thought it was a great way of kind of... It's a great platform for me to just, you know, if people are hearing about me, then I guess they're looking me up and then they're hearing about my music. So it was kind of like an easy one. And it was good fun, but it was one of those things that I kind of thought at first, would it be a... kind of affect me in a not the best way, but I just thought actually it's a great platform. It's seen by a lot of people, so.
And it's been good, the reaction so far?
Fantastic, yeah. I couldn't have asked for a better reaction.
And do you feel it's helped? Because sometimes they feel it can... I know a few people that were on, you know, Towie's show that can sing.
Just right.
Megan.
Oh, Megan McKenna, yeah.
And feel it's kind of gone against them, because she's actually a very good singer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tricky one, because obviously the whole reality thing, it's people... there's a lot of people... ask a lot of people, do people take you seriously because you're on with your music? But for me, if my artistry and my music is good enough, then I think that'll shine through that. I hope. But
be a bit of a shitter if it didn't.
Yeah, but you want it. You're thinking, I've got a bigger audience being on the show.
For me, my music's number one, and a lot of people would still come up to me and say, I love your song, rather than I love that you're on the show.
Okay,
so that's for me. That's great.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't,
of course.
And are you having a launch party for this track or doing anything?
We've had a launch. The track's been out for a month and a bit.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
You'll be at the next one.
I will come.
Lizzie will go to the opening of an envelope.
I will not.
You look like a party animal.
I'm very choosy where I go to. I didn't go to Nenta last night.
Well,
I had a guest sleep, but that was why.
A guest sleep?
A gas sleep.
Oh, I thought you had a guest sleep over.
No, a guest sleep. If only.
Did you?
Well, there was something else. No, very thankfully, my son came in and said, Mum, I smell something. I was totally out of it on the couch.
A gas leak.
I'd fallen asleep.
You could be dead.
I was in like a mini coma.
Oh, jeez.
And he was trying to wake me up. And he said, Mum, I can smell something. And he rang them and saved us.
Wow.
And I'm here today.
What, Dramarama?
It was a Dramarama talking Bananarama.
You were going to talk about them later.
But, that's fantastic. So music is your first love, not the show, as it were, but the show helps.
The show is just a part of every day, every week sort of thing. It's something that happens aside from the music, but the music's number one.
How's filming going?
Great, yeah.
You're close to finishing your second series.
Second series on the show. And I mean, it's pretty hectic. It's busy at times. So it's nice to kind of know that now I'm going to be, for the next few months, whatever, going to be focusing 100% on the music. Because sometimes it does get very busy.
And when you write the music, are you going from personal experiences? Do you write things that happen on the show? How do you... Because obviously you're writing your own stuff.
Completely personal experience, which is nice. A lot of the time when I do write with my twin or with a producer, they want to kind of offer a particular lyric or a particular line or something that kind of references something from their life. But I kind of question it. If I'm going to be singing this song, I want to sing it from experience. So we wrote a song yesterday that was completely from experience, and I want to write about real things. So I mean, I've been through heartache, hasn't so.
How old are you?
24.
Oh please.
I've been through.
Oh please.
Well, you've not been through it yourself.
I've been through it plenty, but.
Wait, how many times did you go through it? Because I found the first time pretty tough.
I would say three times.
Third time's the hardest, I reckon.
Third.
Three times you go.
No, I haven't really had much hard. I've had a couple.
Hold on, you've had a divorce, Lily.
Yeah, but that was
you're ready for
it. Doug's back. I had a bad one after. It broke my heart.
Yes,
but you get stronger every time, right?
I find you just move
you
on. Eventually,
I think you kind of. It's hard though, isn't it? It's like kind of grieving and weird.
Everyone says, "Oh, you're young. You've been through hard days." I have, you know. And I'm actually glad I went through it because I'm writing great music and hopefully.
But do you feel? Did you have a hard take on the show? Was it off the show?
Off the show, yeah.
Right.
Previous to the.
And do you feel that it has helped you as an artist, as a songwriter,
as a person? I think you just grow from it, really. When it comes to writing, every day I wrote about a happy time when I was with someone, and the song before I wrote that was called Seven Roads, that was completely about someone I'd previously been, you know, in a relationship with. So I guess every single song I want to write from complete experience.
And
people believe it. If I'm singing on stage and I'm performing and I sing a song that I don't really believe, I'm not really going to sing it with real conviction. Mm-hmm. I guess. But
and so many songs about love and about breakups, isn't it?
Do you know what, people come to my gigs, a lot of them are sad, and this bloke came up to me once. This bloke came up to me at my gig and he was crying. Came up to me, he said, "You made me realise all my mistakes I've ever made." I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Thank you for your time. Bye.
I'm a very happy person, but so many of my songs are sad because I guess it's easier to write about a tough time.
Yeah,
than a happy
it is.
One.
Yeah, because it's sad. But you're such a good-looking boy. You could be out there having fun. You don't want a girlfriend.
You're single, right?
Single.
I'm currently. Well, yeah. I can't tell. I can't tell.
There's something going on.
But
I think you'd like being in a relationship because most guys your age, good looking, would be out having fun. And
I love being single, but I think I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he said, you know, all the people who say they enjoy being single are those who actually deep down want to be in a relationship. I don't know.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I was single for 7 years until...
He said, I'm going to grow a beard until I find someone, and the beard was growing longer
and longer.
This is
pretty short at the minute for me. you know, and actually, I was pretty happy being single, but my friends are the ones that said, you seem to be much happier now you're in a relationship.
Are you
I didn't realise. Well, I think so, but I didn't realise I was, like, exuding any negativity beforehand.
No.
Apparently I was, so...
But a lot of people think when they're single, they think, oh, God, why am I single? Is there a reason? Is it because someone doesn't want me, or is it because am I... So I think a lot of people get a bit worried about why they're single.
That's true.
But then you could be fussy, like my dear self.
Are you fussy?
Yeah, very. I don't want to go out with any old...
Tom, Dick, or Harry.
Yes, you said it.
So you can't talk... You don't want to talk about it? You can't talk about it?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Is she well-known or not? She's a little bit.
Oh,
well,
I'm enjoying
known.
This, Lizzie. This is good.
I know we could do
yes or no answers because then we don't. She's well known.
Right, okay, we get it. You can't talk about it right now.
Not right now, no. Maybe in a few months. Yeah.
Okay, eventually.
You can let it go. It's early days, right?
Let it go. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, we'll put that on the playlist.
Do you find that when someone says something, you always have to sing it? When every single time someone says every day, I have to sing it now. Because it's like every day because of the song.
That's true.
I have to say, it was very good. We'll keep that one on the playlist, I think.
I hope you play it. You know, we have to play it once. You have to play it every day now.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay. I like that. So, where are you off to tonight? You have to go to a big party or something?
I've got a gig tonight.
Nice.
May and Chelsea actually put on this gig called MIC Presents. And there are three bands that perform, and we head down and there's a big audience and big, you know, it's fun.
Awesome.
Oh my god. Yeah. And who attends this? How do we come and see it?
Tonight, Liv Bentley, Steph Pratt and Tiffany Watson, a few from the show again.
So now Steph Pratt.
I like Steph Pratt.
I have
Pratty, I call her.
Nice. Do you like her? You get on with her? I know, brother.
I have a difficult time with Steph Pratt.
Okay.
She's been a bit rude to me in a couple of interviews.
Oh, God.
This has happened to me a few times. Gemma Collins is also on my list.
Ooh.
Steph Pratt is a nice girl. I actually think she's a nice girl, but she thinks journalists are out to get her. And actually, I think, just chill out.
Be friends.
Just chill out.
Has she had a bad experience?
Well, not
she
with me.
She must have.
I don't think.
You can kind of like think one is bad and...
Is this how you view me, Lizzie?
No, you're lovely.
I'm a horrible journalist.
I love them all.
Be friends. You've been lovely.
Yeah. Thanks.
You like
so far.
Stephen Pratt's very nice. Very nice brother.
Yes.
Who's my friend?
I actually quite fancy him, which is odd.
Mm.
I think I'm the only
just
person.
Celebrating his
I like a blonde beard.
Anniversary.
And his wife's pregnant. Yes. Heidi's pregnant at the minute.
Exactly.
So you might not, you might not catch him.
That's fine.
Is that all right?
I can live with that.
She's
I've
very
got a
gorgeous
boyfriend.
Girl.
Let's
now,
not kill
now,
ourselves.
Now, who is your ideal woman? So you won't tell us who it could be a possible. Is your blonde, dark?
Do you know, I last year I had a really big thing for Kendall Jenner, but then I always get judged for saying that.
Is it because she's like too pretty?
I don't know. I just thought I saw her walking in the Victoria's Secret down a catwalk, and I thought, wow, she's pretty hot.
I mean, she is.
I mean, you can't doubt that she's pretty hot. Ideal woman, and it's tricky. I got asked last time I was on the show who was your crush. I think your crush when you're younger, and I think I said Jennifer Aniston. But I think
most boys of a certain age would put Jennifer. I would have said Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
and I've been gay since I was 4 years old. So,
you know, my friends say Jordan, and I'm like, you know, Katie Price, and I'm not really into the whole fake.
No.
Big. I mean, she's definitely got a look on her. Did you see her on this morning this week?
Yes, I did. Oof. What did you think?
Oof, that face is not moving anymore. I'm just saying that is not moving a centimetre.
I can't believe
she can't even express emotion.
She said the N-word
twice.
Agree or not?
She didn't.
She did twice.
Oh my god.
She was talking about what people had called her son, Harvey.
Philip Scovel said, please don't say the word again. But he said it in a nice way.
He did. He wasn't mad.
I think she was just trying to get the message across about bullying. I have to say, she's had a tough time with her boy.
I can see that.
Talking about Botox, though, I've got a couple of friends who have actually already started to...
At your age?
At 24.
And use it as a preventative rather than...
I've heard of this.
It's not good as a... you're trying to prevent the wrinkles because they're going other places because that stops...
Your nose.
And then you'll go in your nose and under your eyes. So, darling, don't do it.
Good cream, I think.
Good. You look good. You don't need any. Look at that little pretty face.
Well, how old is he? 24.
Yeah,
I've got... I had two kids by then.
Yeah, to be fair. My face looked like this at 24.
And I may have two kids already.
Wow.
Can we just quickly say I'm joking there?
Okay.
Can we ask you, there's no love life on the show, but out the show there could be.
No, I'm seeing someone on the show.
Oh.
She's lovely.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I can't really talk too much
lovely.
About it.
That's fine. Okay, well, at
I
least
love
we know.
That.
We'll pay more attention.
Well, she's I'm going to really look hard.
Well, Judy, thanks so much for coming on the show this
evening. I love your track, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Where can people listen and see
it? It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, anything, anywhere you really want to have a look.
And you're on social media?
I'm on social media, Instagram.
I'm going to follow you now.
You better.
She will.
I will.
Yeah. She'll be sending you boot pictures before the end of the night, I tell you.
I will...
A couple
no,
more
he's
wines.
Taken. He's
couple
taken.
Looking forward to that.
Julius is taken. I don't want a Made in Chelsea go after me.
You could be on Made in Chelsea base.
Well, I'm from Chelsea. I'm born in Chelsea Westminster. Thank
Were
you very
you?
Much.
What, next season?
Yes.
How exciting.
I could be the MILF. Or GRILF.
You could be with Binky's mum.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Okay,
no. I love Binky's mum.
My mum's made an appearance on the show.
Has she?
Yeah. Crystal, her name is.
I've watched it and I can't remember.
Is she not
was it quite small?
She's listening right now, so she's not.
Hi,
memorable.
Hello, Crystal. Oh,
Crystal,
your mum.
Sorry.
You, she's brought
no
up
offense.
Lovely boys
she
and
has.
Twins,
she
and twins
has.
Are hard.
Yeah, two for the price of one, though.
Yeah, but we did. You always get on. Did you know what the other one was thinking?
Always get on. Yeah. Although we argued a lot, squabbled a lot as a young kid. But his name's Fabian. Yeah, we get on really well.
Hi,
I like
Fabian.
The names.
Fabian, Crystal, Julia.
Well, your mum's done a wonderful impressive. Job, and you're very handsome, so she must be a good-looking girl. Good
she's
jeans.
Beautiful. She's beautiful.
Good jeans. Hello,
thank
mum.
You so much, and have thanks. A good time at your gig tonight.
Well done thank with your me. Music.
No,
really hope it.
It
goes well. Okay.
Lizzie, how do you feel about a bit of Bananarama, and then we can talk about the comeback.
Bananarama are back. Let's play it.
Radio presents Harriet
Rose. James Bond is an open book of who might become James Bond. Now, I've been talking about this for a while, and I've been thinking it for a while and musing upon it, and I feel like I need to make it a serious thing. So I'm going to start Harriet's campaign to get Idris Elba as Bond.
How are we going to do this? I support this.
Okay. He's a DJ, and his DJ name is DJ Big Driz. DJ Big Driz. Anyone with the name DJ Big Driz has got to be Bond.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You decide when you fall asleep inside my arms. May not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. Your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what, you know I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be the cure. Your hands, your legs, let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, your side. If I can't find the cure, I'll fix you with my love. No matter what, you know I'll fix you with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be the cure.
Feeling that?
I like that.
Bit of Lady Gaga, The Cure there.
I'm loving Lady Gaga. And all she's done with the princes. Honestly, I can't love that woman more.
I mean, she's pretty fab, isn't she? But we also, just then, before Lady Gaga, played a bit of Bananarama.
She's got
did
it.
Did we not?
Oh, yeah. I was going to be the third one, but then the other one came back in.
Siobhan?
My buddies.
So,
Sarah
they're back.
And Karen are back.
Tell me what happened.
Well, basically, they were chatting about it, but they really didn't think anyone would be interested. I'm friends with them via Bruno Tonioli, who used to be in all their videos. Doing all the dance videos in the early days. If you look, you will see him in little tight leather hot pants. But yeah, they didn't think people would be that interested if they kind of all got back together. And I said, people love you. And
Because they did make a comeback not so long ago. Was it about 6 or 7 years ago? And I really liked they did a song called Move In My Direction, which I was a big fan of.
Yes.
But it didn't really set the charts alight, did
but
it?
But I think just with the just reunions, the you've had Steps, you know, reunite. Yep. There's many.
Ooh, we got them to play later.
And I just feel that this is the right time. People are ready for it and they're loving them. And it's gone wild. It has gone seriously potty.
Yeah. So they're going to be doing a full tour.
They're doing a full tour. We're going to be going. FUBA's going to get them on the show.
Good, good.
And they're on this morning show on the 3rd of May, day after my birthday.
Fab. We're coming.
And no, the girls are doing well and they're all getting on very well and loving
it. Yeah, because, right, so the story with the Bananarama is they were basically the original Sugar Babes, right? Like, there was lots of infighting.
I like a threesome. I much rather a threesome. Do you not?
I've experienced it here. what do you make of, like, this whole getting back together thing?
Because I think, you know, they all went and did their separate things with Shakespeare's sister. They did phenomenally
Shakespeare's
well.
Shakespeare's sister is very, very good.
Did incredibly well.
Yes.
But they all did their different things. And Karen, obviously, was with Andrew Ridley. They had, you know, they all had families. Sarah had a family. And they just were being mums and doing their own thing. And then the appetite for performing, and they were doing all the 80s revival, but they are so loved still. And I just think this shows it. It's gone potty. They've sold out. They've had to do another few dates and everything. They're ringing me going, Lizzie, it's gone mad.
Well, their back catalogue really stands up for itself, doesn't it? Venus, like we just played. Love in the First Degree.
Oh,
you know, all
we're
going
to play more Bananarama.
Robert De Niro.
What is your favourite Bananarama?
It's actually Love in the First Degree. That was what got me into Bananarama.
Oh, really?
And that was only in the mid-2000s. It was when I was at university. I was a bit too young for the first Bananarama round.
I like Robert De Niro.
Yeah, really good.
I love that track. And I used to do it at school with my friends, saying, I want to be this one. I always want to be Karen. And then she's my friend.
Who knew?
But they are such lovely girls, and they're all getting on really well. And despite what people say, they've fallen out, and they haven't spoken for 10 years. All a load of crap. Really good mates.
Why is it a load of crap, though?
Because they're good friends.
They are?
They're good friends. I had dinner with Karen and Sarah, you know, yonks ago, and they've stayed in touch, been really the best of friends. And you know what?
Whatever, and everything's all right with Siobhan?
Everything's great.
Is it Siobhan?
Siobhan's just done her own thing.
Yeah. She's still friends with them, but
yeah,
she's just
not good.
They're not hanging out.
All is good in the hood.
I get it.
And we have to buy the tickets and go and see them, because this will never happen again, and you'll remember this concert more than anything.
Well, this is how I feel about Steps.
Oh, and I'm so happy for Steps. Claire Rich is a very good friend of mine.
Now, we've been playing Steps for a couple of weeks since they've been back. Their album came out this week. It is steptacular.
It is. And I love their track they have out. I just love it. It's so catchy. It's
really
so
catchy.
Steps. But they're not trying to do something different. They're doing what we all love.
Yep. Their album is honestly, genuinely a good pop album.
It is.
Every track.
And they've done every show possible, haven't they? Loose Women, This Morning.
Now, do you know Lisa Scott Lee?
Yes.
You do?
Of course, I know them all. I remember her first husband.
What do you... Andy? No. Hmm. What do you make of her? I feel like she's not a natural in front of the camera, is Lisa. Poor Lisa.
Listen, darling. They're all back friends, so I'm going to be very nice, because they've all made mates. They've all become friends again. You know, do you remember the documentary where they're flying the wall
that
of Steps?
That was so good. It was so good.
But you could feel the tension, right?
My favourite bit was when they were talking about how tired they were of touring with one another. And then Faye was like, you were so tired, yet you decided to become Claire and H and Claire after you left the band. Like, and you'd been secretly recording an album for however long. And they were both like... yes, well, that's true.
Well, yes, we have. It's like being found out with another man, isn't it?
You have caught me there, yes.
Caught me in bed with someone else.
But that's what I find funny now, because now, no talk of that, is there? Because...
But they know what made them good, what made them famous. And to be fair, you know, since Steps, you know, Lee, what were they actually doing individually?
Personal training.
Okay, personal training, but...
Claire was gaining and losing weight.
No, I love Claire. She's
I love
a very
Claire
good
too.
Friend of mine. And she's the sweetest, most normal girl you could ever
Who's
meet.
Your favourite member of Steps?
Claire. Claire Richards, Claire? Without a
doubt. Well, she's the voice, isn't she? She's really the voice.
She's a talent. She's a gorgeous person in and out. But I actually get on with them all. They're all very sweet in their own right. I know them all individually. I'm not boasting. I'm not trying to be Ryland.
I mean, you like everyone.
No.
Who don't you like? Give us a list, Lizzie. Come on.
Who I don't like in the world of fame.
Yep.
Oh, I can't do that. That's mean. Bruce Willis, number one.
Oh, because he was rude during an interview.
Very rude. And I will not forget.
That's how I feel about Gemma Collins.
Have you seen House Was It Cheshire? Anyone that I find out is very mean, nasty, I don't like.
Yes.
Because I'm...
A sense of justice.
Yeah. And do you know what? I'm not a good enemy, let me tell you.
Wow.
I am not, as you may have heard.
I wouldn't crush you, Lizzie. I wouldn't crush you.
No, I'm a very good friend and I'm very loyal to people, but I don't like nasty people. You know, it's not good. It's not good in the hood. But I love Claire. Claire is my favourite from Steps. I love Lee. He's very supportive. He always supports my charity events. H has always been lovely. They're all great. Who are you not keen on in Steps? I can tell.
I like them all. Honestly, I like them all.
No,
I do. I just wanted to know if there was any gossip. Because I feel like me and H wouldn't get on. I feel like he's a little bit fake.
Oh, no, he's a nice guy. He's got kids now.
He is.
He just doesn't
excited. Yeah, he's got two boys, isn't he?
He's just very, very excitable.
Yeah, I find that a bit annoying.
Can I just say, I'm very worried about Elton John.
I mean, take a subject, any subject. Elton John.
I thought of H and I thought of kids and I thought of Elton. I've heard he's not great and he's got to slow down. He's 70. Why is he still doing it? Stephen, what's your thoughts on? Because why is he running around the world? He was in Mexico, here, there and everywhere. Still doing it with all that money in the bank. Would you not be putting your feet up, watching Housewives of Cheshire with a cup of tea? Would you be racing off to Mexico, having all these gigs? And do you have to do it? Don't have to do it.
There must be a reason why he's still doing it. And I think it's his extensive flower bill. He spends a lot of money on flowers.
But come on. He could buy more flowers than anyone in the whole world.
But if that's the case, why is exactly your point? Why is he doing it? I think he needs the money. I think he lives a very lavish and expensive lifestyle with multiple homes around the world that need upkeep.
David Furnish.
He needs to keep David Furnish in glad rags. And
he's a lovely man, another friend.
And whatever else. And, you know, he's got two boys that he wants to raise well. He could rest on his laurels, but it would mean cutting back, you know. No good performer truly retires, I don't think, ever.
Mm. It's in your blood. Do you think it's in your blood? Do you just want to keep performing?
Look at Diana Ross, look at Madonna.
Michael Jackson killed him.
I mean, he's dead, but...
Yeah.
It did literally kill him. But, you know, those big...
This is it. What was it called?
Oh, yeah. This is it. Oh, it really was.
It really
was.
Is it.
It really was.
Actually, I watched that.
Actually, it was before it.
Very good documentary on Channel 5. Did you watch it?
I'm not a Michael Jackson fan, honestly.
I liked him.
Nah.
I loved him. We had his bodyguard.
We did, but we didn't talk about the fact I wasn't a Michael Jackson fan. I think that Elton, first of all, enjoys performing. Because why else? Why would you bother? And second of all, if you buy 50 houses around the world, you need to continue paying for 50 houses around the world.
Has he got 50? He's got one in South of France, one in Windsor near me, which I know. I don't know the other houses.
LA.
Oh, LA, okay.
Probably one in New York.
Okay.
You know, like it's not...
It's an expensive lifestyle.
Yeah, and obviously his songs are going to be played forever because they're classics, but...
You've got all the royalties. Look, Candle in the Wind. You've got them all.
You make way more money touring and performing, right? He can earn $1 million by just turning up some corporate gig in Mexico.
Well, you know what? My birthday's on Tuesday. Who knows? He might get there if he gets more.
Rocket Man!
I'm still standing.
I would.
Ooh, ooh,
I would. I would.
You'd what?
Walk over your grave, Lizzie, to see Elton John performing.
I've actually seen him perform twice.
Have you?
Yeah, live. Where? Well, he was at my friend's private party. Oh. Jackie Sinclair, and he was at my friend's wedding tomorrow, Eccleston.
Was he?
Yes, he performed.
Oh, because Bernie could afford to pay him.
And my friend started to have... My friend had a little fit about a man and crying, and I missed him.
Oh.
And I comforted her, because that's the sort of person I am.
That's a real mare pace.
But anyway, I have seen him twice, live, at a small, intimate event.
Well, I'm extremely jealous. The only person I would like to see in a small, intimate gig is Kylie, I have to admit. Mm. Fucking love a bit of Kylie. Sorry for swearing, Mum.
Kylie's seeing Prince Andrew. She could be a royal.
Oh... My God.
That's a story.
I forgot about this story.
That is a hell of a scoop. Who got that out there?
Did you do it? No. Alas.
Off with your head if you did. How dare you?
Queen Kylie commands it. She apparently is very happy dating Prince Andrew. Mm. And they're having a lovely time together. But this comes from an Australian magazine that is notorious for making stuff up. So.
Yeah, but come on. Andy.
It's quite an odd one. Where did you come up with that story, honestly?
Like, he's been around, you know, he's been naughty, hasn't he? Been known for it.
I don't know.
With the ladies. He's a bit of a ladies' man. But I like. Do you like Andrew? Prince Andrew. He's had a bit stick for being lazy.
He was the one that was married to Fergie.
Yes.
Why was he lazy? Did he quit the Navy or something?
Well, he just, you know, he has a good time, I think.
He was, wasn't he the trade ambassador or something? And then he said something dubious.
He was a bit naughty. But listen, if you were a prince, come on, you'd have a good time. I'd milk it. I'd be like, I'm a prince, get me in.
Babes, I'd be dating Kylie. Well, I'd be a gay. I'd be there.
Yeah.
I'd be getting Kylie to perform rather than...
I get him being me. Oh, God knows what I'd do if I was Prince Andrew.
Right, we have really harked on for a bit here, haven't we?
I haven't seen you for a while.
I feel like we're really catching up.
I've got verbal diarrhea. I'm so excited.
Shall we... Now, I know you like this song.
Okay.
Harry Styles.
Oh, I love this track.
Now, it's a bit of a long track, so if you need to go for a pee, anyone,
now's the
time. But can I just
tell you, how good was he? Did you see him on Graham Norton?
I found him a bit boring, but that's just me.
I think he's adorable.
It's cute, though.
I've got a story about Harry Styles. I'll tell you after this.
Great. Bit of Sign of the Times and then a story. Can't wait.
Stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We'll be right back.
Well, you enjoyed that.
I love that track.
The Harry Styles Sign of the Times there, ladies and gentlemen.
I just adore that track.
What is it you like about it?
It's just cool. It's a bit advisory of David Bowie.
Yeah, totally Bowie, isn't it? That's the thing.
And he's got a good voice, and he's cool.
He does have a good voice. I have to give it to him. And it's less try... It's like he's trying hard, but he's not. I get it.
I need to find a Harry Styles in my life. Someone that's cheeky.
22.
Yeah, young, good-looking, fit. No, but just someone who's a bit, you know, does it cool without knowing it.
I get you. I hear you.
It's hard to find that. You know, people that try so hard and they're not cool.
Yes, I totally know.
And he
know.
Just has
yes.
it naturally.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, my Harry story.
Go on.
And I've got a picture of me and Harry together.
Me too.
Have you?
Yeah. Met him at the Brits.
You may remember the Brits. I remember he was not even a little, you know, he'd just gone to X Factor, was auditioning, didn't know whether he was going to make it through. I took my son along, who was very young then, my youngest. I totally lost him at Wembley. I was where is James? I can't find him. You know what? I was asking the assistant at the, you know, at ITV, help me, I've lost my son. They were like, oh, he'll be around. No one gave a toss, okay? I was like, is this my son? My world? I've lost him.
How old was he?
Okay, 10.
Right.
So I'm like, where is James? I'm running all around the backstage, all in the dressing rooms. The only one who would help me was Harry. And Harry went into every room.
He's very real, Harry.
He's real.
Very real.
He really was so sweet. And he said, you know what? I think I know where he could be. So I said, where? He went,
where
come with
he?
Me. He was in Louis Walsh's dressing room playing chess. I could
Louis Walsh's-
not make it up.
Chess.
I said, what are you doing here? And he went, oh, he's a lovely boy. There's James with
Walsh.
A few people having a great time. But he looked older than 10. But anyway, but thanks to Harry, no one else, no other bugger would help me. They're like, no, sorry, we've got a show to do.
So you were X Factor?
It's a few years back.
Right, yeah, it was a few years back. But he's a good guy. I've heard this about Harry a lot.
Very sweet, very kind.
I tried to get him, at the time I was working as a journalist, and I tried to get him to say something about Taylor Swift, and he was not up for it. Like, no, she's all right, she's a nice girl. We're going to play a little game.
You wanted something
Lizzie.
More than that, though, didn't you?
I did. Well, I wanted a snog. We can play a little game. So I'm going to put this in my mouth. Mm. Can you please explain this to people what it is?
Well, it's like a gum shield. It's something you'd wear if you were having your teeth whitened or you're playing rugby. It's not very attractive.
No, not very attractive.
But I can see every little tonsil. Okay? So Steve's now got it in his mouth.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? You're going to try and say something.
I'm
going to
say
the word.
Some phrases.
Phrases,
ow.
Okay. Okay, now you can watch this because we're filming
right.
this. Okay, so Stephen's got this in his mouth.
Yeah.
It is like a gum shield, but it's open as if you have your teeth white.
You can see everything.
You can see the whole works. And it's not the most attractive apparatus I've ever seen. It hurts. Does it hurt? No, you'll be great having your teeth whitened. You're good. Very
well,
good.
Please, if you could sort that out for me. Right, I'm going to say some phrases, and you have to work out what I'm saying.
Okay,
I think
on.
I've actually cut my lip.
Okay, go
we'll
on.
Carry on anyway.
Okay, we'll go. You
all
want
right.
your teeth whitened, I can see. Cheesy all bites right. are looking at me. Go on.
My lung has made very high.
You've made a nice pie?
Close.
Yes?
My
Yeah? I have.
No. Rye. Rye.
I.
Rye.
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 My.
Rye.
My.
No.
My show. My. Help us. Please help me.
I know.
My show. My show.
Okay, this one's not working.
Okay. Now, this is working. I heard that. This is not working.
Rye.
My it's the row. It's the. Is it the row? My show.
I know.
My row. My nan.
Row. Close. Close. Nan is close.
My.
What's
nan.
Younger than a nan?
My mum.
Yes.
My mum.
I know. Laid.
Laid. My mum laid.
No.
Hold on.
Laid.
Made. My mum made. Gluten free. My mum made.
I'm drooling. Blueberry.
A duvet. My mum made a duvet. Is that correct? My mum made a duvet. Sorry, folks, he's got this gum shield in his mouth. I'm trying Right, my mum made.
Blueberry.
A blueberry.
Hi.
Pie.
Yes, that's it!
My mum made a blueberry pie.
Yeah! Oh my god, that's so painful.
Well done, darling.
No, well done. You got it. There. You got there eventually. Right, I'm going to try again. Remember when I can't say the M's or the P's or anything?
Yeah, it's the muz.
Think about.
It's the muz, baby. It's hard. Honestly, if you've got something in your mouth, it's hard to talk.
Right.
Don't speak with something in your mouth.
Next.
My
lunchbox
is
filled
with
lemons.
My lunchbox is filled with lemons.
Melons.
Yes.
Talking of melons. Right, last one.
Okay, we go.
Huffins.
What? Softens. Not such a word, darling.
Huffins.
Muffins.
Huffins. Little
puffins.
Huffins.
Have.
White.
White.
Faces.
Faces.
Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, one more, because this is fun.
Last one. It's painful. This if you can see what I'm looking at, it's not attractive either.
I'm leading.
It's not your best look, darling.
Right.
My.
Rest.
Face.
Rest.
My left. My
vest. Rest.
My vest.
Rest.
My vest.
This has come out.
Can I just tell you, if you could see this, it's unbelievable.
I think it's probably on the website. Best.
My best.
Friends.
Friend.
Run.
My best friend run.
My best friend.
My best. This is painful, by the way. My best friend.
Run.
Loved.
Run.
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 That is bad.
Run.
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 Loved. Jeepers, I knew swore then. I have not got a clue.
My best friend now is bankrupt.
Your best friend's become bankrupt.
Yes.
Yes.
No, that's right. My best
Your
friend.
Your best friend is. I don't know. He's
my best friend's mum is bankrupt.
Oh, it's the muzz.
It's the muzz.
Well done, Stephen.
Fucking hell, that is hard.
Do you know what?
Oh.
Can you
imagine? That is painful. I feel
Who
like.
I thought of this game.
I thought of this game. I heard it on a podcast. I thought it was hilarious.
Talking with the with
Oh,
the
that's painful.
Shot. But darling, you've done very well.
Well, you didn't.
But no, it was very hard to understand you, as our listeners
that's
will
the
say.
Point.
But can I say, you need
I would
your
like,
teeth
I'd like you to do. Yeah, I know I need a teeth whitening.
We need
base.
That. We need that kit. It's perfect for a teeth whitening kit.
Oh, God, honestly.
Well done, darling.
Well, you know,
I did
you
understand
only live
you.
Once.
I did. I loved it. Look, the listeners.
The viewers.
The listeners didn't
understand.
You don't
even know what you're talking about,
the listeners were like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I felt like my lip's going to come off.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it really hurts. I think, like, you should do it 1 week.
I will. I'll do it next week. I wonder if you understand me. I will. I'm going to have a little. I'll have my showbiz gossip with that new app.
Bananarama. Let's see how I say Bananarama now.
Come on, do it. Bananarama.
Bananarama. Banana.
Banana. Yeah, I am actually beginning to understand you. We do the
it's
whole show
the M's
like that.
Though. It's the M's, isn't it, babes? That's
Stephen,
the problem.
Do the whole show like that.
I mean, I know you want to make this show your own, babes, but...
no, listen, it's not a great look. Thank God it's radio. That's all I can say.
Well, we've got the cameras on us though, babes, and I get a feeling that something's going to be made out of this.
I've got to ask you something.
Go on. Have I had teeth whitening? No.
No, you haven't had teeth
Should
whitening.
Should I have teeth whitening?
But
yes.
Would you have something put in your bottom?
Oh. Hi, Mum.
Hello, Mum. But as in, have you seen the Kim Kardashian pictures?
Oh, a bum implant.
Did you see that? What were your thoughts with the thong? Do you think nice bum? Or what's gone on with that bum? How is it so...
it's rotund.
It's a different bum, isn't it? What did you think of the
it
bum?
It looked like the surface of the moon.
That I was quite shocked when I saw that.
That is a bum full of water or something. I mean, I don't know what is going on there, Kim. Kim, come on the show, tell us. That is not in any way, shape, or form a natural bum.
No, her sisters were there. They weren't as big.
Yes, well, Courtney has a completely normal bum. Kim, no, she does. Chloe doesn't, but I honestly think Courtney just does some squats and she has got a nice bum.
Right,
Kim. To put it politely, looks unable to walk. I mean, I don't know how she walks like a human being. She looks like something from the Elizabethan era.
So what has gone on there? Tell me.
Well, she denies it, doesn't she? She denies that she's had implants. But I don't think that your legs could be that skinny and trim and your bum that big. I just don't believe it.
But it looks good and close. Does it?
Does it? There's a question, isn't it? What do you think?
I mean, look, it gets her attention, it gets her press. I think she does look amazing. She's got the most amazing face. Mm-hmm. I think she does look great in clothes, but it is bizarre. And seeing that bum on... I mean, like, when I saw that bum, I got sent it. I was like, what? Whose bum is that? And it didn't look like a young bum.
Young bum.
You know what I mean? And I don't know what's gone on there. I'm kind of curious. But then to make it like that, is it not dangerous? Because, I mean, it must be painful.
Well, it must be painful. It must be like sitting on a cushion all the time. Lovely, but also, you know.
But what's in there? And the waist is tiny.
Exactly. This is what I don't understand. Do you know, maybe it is natural and we're all just assholes.
Can we, for next week, get someone on to say...
Yeah, why not? Why not? Well, we actually have a personal trainer coming up.
Shall we ask?
Tally Ride, we could ask her.
She's got a very nice bum. We've just seen a picture.
Looks good on Instagram. Just had a look. Why don't we ask her? Why don't we get her into the studio next?
But every guy likes a peachy bum, don't they? Don't everyone like a peachy bum?
I like a peachy bum on a boy even. I don't like a skinny little bum.
Okay.
But I feel like Kim was kind of taking the piss. So... You know. Taking the piss on the bum.
But the sisters, Courtney, not so big. Chloe,
fairly big.
Well, she's launched her new jeanswear, isn't she?
Americans, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? I know. Came in with a Kim Kardashian bum, I would be shocked.
Mm.
Wouldn't you? If I came in with a Kim Kardashian bum?
But, you know, everyone used to say, oh, I don't want to have a big bum. You know, when I was growing up, everyone would say, I hate a big bum. You want a
little
bum.
You want the biggest frigging bum.
You want the biggest bum that could be going. You know, get me a big bum.
Yeah.
Do men like big bums? I've got quite a little bum.
Do you?
I have quite... It's round, but it's little.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big bum.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the way it is, isn't it? Sometimes that's what I mean about Kim. I mean, it's double the size of a... head. So anyway, shall we play a little bit of the new from the new Steps album?
Oh, please, can we have the latest, or is this
this is not the latest, this is the new one, but I honestly think you're gonna like it, Lizzie. It's called Neon Blue.
Okay, hopefully,
and then we'll get Tally Rye on the phone. Yeah, happy with that?
Yeah, go
okay
on, do it.
This is Steps, Neon Blue.
Do it.
You were the life and the soul, every party that we used to go. Baby, all of the dance floors you touched, you could turn them into gold. Thousands of stars in the night, were jealous you could shine so bright. Now I'm missing your laugh and your glow, won't rest until you let me know. So baby, change your mind, leave that broken heart behind, 'cause the night young, so let it bring you back to life. Come on, come on, and dance with me. If you're down, that's the remedy. 'Cause all we need is me and you in neon blue.
presents
Macro and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Shia LaBeouf.
He's just a fucking dude.
His film Man Down was only released in one cinema in England. The grand total for his whole movie was £7.
I don't think that's fair. They've done this to me before. I had a very small British film that we did independently. The distributor in America put it in one cinema for one day. The reason they do that sometimes is to unlock TV deals. The Guardian decided to make that a news article. That's a cunty thing to do. They made out like it was a 10,000 screen release and only made £14. That's not fair. These guys should find actual better fucking news to report on.
Every Friday.
Macro and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I mean, Noel Clark really goes in there, doesn't he? Jeez.
Oh, my word. The only two words we say is cundy on the hair.
So we... Hold on. Yes.
Hold
we
on.
We have our next guest on the line.
We do, indeed.
The very gorgeous Tally Rye. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We have been poring over your Instagram today.
Yes, you're looking hot. You're looking fit.
You are looking fit.
Thank you.
Which is lucky, I guess, isn't it? Because if you weren't, that would be a problem for your career.
Exactly. It would be a bit awkward, wouldn't it?
So for those that don't know who you are, can you please explain your career and what you do?
Yeah, so I am a personal trainer kind of by day. I also co-own the company Girl Gains, which is kind of an online female community that come together through a love of health and fitness that focus on like the all aspects that health and fitness can affect. So like confidence, career, just ambition, all that kind of good stuff. And yeah, I'm also kind of what we call an influencer these days. So I share my kind of fitness journey on Instagram and I have a YouTube channel. So yeah, I kind of do all
now,
stuff, lots of stuff.
An influencer to those...
It's a horrible word.
it's an odd word, isn't it? Because what it essentially means is that people pay attention to the things that you post on social media.
Yeah.
And they are intrigued by what you do and who you are and what you're about. And for you, obviously, that means looking fit and being healthy, I guess.
Yes.
Is that a bit of a pressure in its own thing? Because as soon as someone says, well, you're an influencer, that means you're influencing people. Is that quite a hard thing to have to think about all the time?
I think because I started out sharing my journey on social media when I was back at drama school. So, like, it was a complete hobby. It was something I did as just my little thing on the side. Didn't expect anything to ever come of it. And as it's grown and developed, I've definitely felt a bit of responsibility to just share kind of a bit of normality about health and fitness, to just be kind of a normal person who works out and not to be an extreme person who's constantly dieting or doing anything that might influence someone in a negative way. And I think there's so much of that online. So my aim is to just be a normal person who works in the fitness industry, but is hopefully just like a bit of a chilled representation of that. And someone who, it is genuinely my life. Like, I wear active wear 24/7. I do work out.
That's very trendy now.
I've been at the gym this afternoon. And so, like, it's not a lie. It's just me sharing my life and the good bits, the bad bits, and all the stuff in between.
But you do look amazing, my darling. I'm having a little look as we speak.
Thank you.
And how did you originally build up the following, though? What did you do when you went onto Instagram? Did you do, right, I've got to do these hashtags, I've got to do this? Or how did it actually come about?
I think I was just one of those people that kind of started doing this probably at like the right time. I think like before it was like really kind of cool to work out of the gym. Like there were no girls in my gym really when I was first like training. And I think I just got onto it, one of those right place, right time things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started sharing, I originally started sharing lots of recipes. I was really into discovering like new ways to eat well and eat healthy foods. But in my opinion that are actually exciting and taste really good. And then it kind of all progressed. And as I qualified as a personal trainer and actually started doing that for my kind of job, I just continued showing more of that fitness aspect as well. And it's been really, it's just grown with me. So like as I've been doing this, I mean, I've been sharing this kind of stuff now for over 3 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just grown and like people who, you know, joined along on the way, and now I just have like this really lovely kind of community of people online that I just feel are awesome, supportive. So it's a really cool world to be a part of.
Do you find these days that there's more of an attention on being fit than thin? I feel like maybe 10 years ago, yeah, everyone was desperate to be skinny. And yeah, now that's not so much the case. You can be a bit, I don't want to say bigger.
Curvy.
But yeah, I mean, you know, like you don't have to be dead skinny to be fit. Do you feel that that's something that's changed?
Definitely. I think it's like a breath of fresh air and a really positive thing that's going on right now. I definitely think there was like the whole thigh gap craze for a while, which was so worrying and so damaging on so many young women and men. Mm-hmm. And definitely there's such a strong is the new skinny. That's like a big hashtag that everyone uses. And as a personal trainer, like just people coming to me for sessions, I'm getting a lot of people saying, okay, I really want to weight train now. Like I see that, like, I really want to feel strong. Yeah. And I want to be able to do things. And which is so exciting for me as a trainer, because I know how empowering it can be to weight train, to feel strong.
Yeah.
Like I said, with Girl Gains, that's kind of something we really focus on. So, whatever you kind of do to work out, whether that's like yoga, Zumba, running, swimming, weight training, just that kind of feeling you get when you're doing it or after you're doing it is like, it should empower you, it should give you confidence. And I think the reason it's trendy now is because it's having such a positive impact on people in other aspects of their lives. So it's not just something in the gym. It's also like with social media and like Instagram, hashtag Fitspo is like huge, and everyone's got access to it now. Like when I was growing up, I didn't see anyone working out of the gym, but now everyone's at the gym.
Now,
and all the shops do really good active wear. So,
but
like,
do you really like the gym? Incentive. Do you enjoy the gym? Because so it's tough, isn't it, going to the gym when you've got to have a bit of a late night or a hangover and you think, oh, I don't want to do it.
Do you know what? I definitely have those days. I 100% have those days. And those are the days I tend to go to a class or I get someone else to kind of do it for me. Sometimes, like, if I have to go under my own steam, you have to drag me kicking and screaming. So I 100% like can feel you on that one, but I always know that if I go and do something, I won't regret it. However, I always make sure though that if I'm exhausted, if I'm not feeling it, have a rest day. You don't have to train 24/7. I think that's something that's really important that gets out there, is that you don't need to be flogging yourself. You don't need to be like running miles and miles on a treadmill. You need to do quality over quantity.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. We were just before we were speaking to you, we were actually just talking about Kim Kardashian and her rather large bottom.
I feel like she's responsible for all this celebration of curvier women. I think,
but do you think it's natural? That's what I. That's
what
we.
Does it matter if it's not?
Or does it matter?
Have you not seen the pictures? She's been pictured in Mexico in a little thong.
They're saying is it implants or something? Mm-hmm. I can't comment on Kim Kardashian. I wouldn't want to speculate, but I do know that there are some very genetically blessed women out there who do have great butts and do have the hourglass figure. And which is, you know, for not everyone can have that genetically, which is frustrating. And sometimes you do have to work a bit harder in the gym to get there.
Yeah.
I think implants are obviously the cheats way to get there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And we don't know with Kim, I guess. That's the point.
Yeah, we don't
know. It seems to me that getting a bum like that would mean doing nothing else but working on your bum.
Literally, you would have to do like 5 glute sessions a week.
Yeah. So what is your regime? What would you say to do? So if you want to get a round, curvy bum, flat tummy, I think probably the tummy area is what most girls want.
Yeah, leg bumps and tums, it's still in.
What do you do? What's your little regime would you advise people to do?
I would advise people to, number one, do something they actually enjoy doing. Because if you actually enjoy whatever activity it is that you've got to stay fit and get in shape, you're going to stick to it. And the number one thing with anything is consistency. So if you can stick to something, amazing. So you can get a really good butt by doing some really great Pilates workouts. Mm-hmm. But equally, like, I personally like to train with, like I said, weight training. So I really recommend going along to some classes which involve more weights, certain exercises like squats and deadlifts, are fantastic for the butt and just generally your whole body. And then in terms of cardio and things like that, like I said, do something you really enjoy. So I like to do spin. I know some people can't stand the idea of spin, but some mm-hmm. people like running. I personally can't stand the idea of running. So it has to be something that you actually enjoy, and then you're going to stick to it. So I weight train about 3 times a week. I teach a spin class 2x a week. And then maybe, depending on how I'm feeling, I might go to another class that's kind of like a circuits type class and do something like that just to mix it up and make it a bit social. But yeah, besides that, it's not rocket science. It's just finding something you like and sticking to it.
And you have lost weight in the past, is that right?
Yes, so I was pretty overweight until the age of about 20 when I started working out and going to the gym. And also the key thing is there, it's not just the gym. I really started focusing on my nutrition and my diet and eating well, so mm-hmm. you have to have the two hand in hand. And yeah, so over the past, I'm 26 now, so over the past kind of 5 or 6 years, I've kind of gone through many stages where I started eating really healthy and working out, and then got a bit too small, and then I came back and found my kind of happy size and happy weight. So yeah.
What made you first want to lose weight though?
My kind of story is that I was at drama school. I wanted to be a performer, and I
Where
thought
did you
I
study?
Was going to have.
Where were you?
I was at a place called Performance Preparation Academy in Guildford.
Oh.
And I was there for 3 years, and I was like, I want to be a leading lady in the West End. To be a leading lady, you needed to be a certain size. You needed to also be really fit, because I did musical theatre, and musical theatre is such a fit. You have to be so fit mm-hmm. to sing, dance, and act at the same time. Like, it's, I mean, the people that do it, I take my hat off to them. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. So I was really focused on my work, getting my fitness levels up to succeed in my chosen career. Turns out, I never ended up doing anything in musical theatre. I kind of realised towards the end of drama school that it wasn't for me. And then started focusing on working out because I knew it really empowered me and made me feel really good, and then sharing that with other people.
See, that's exactly the way I've come across it myself. So I'm not a skinny guy, but last year I got a personal trainer for 2 months, and it really started to inspire me to go more, just do more stuff.
Yeah.
That led to me to do a Tough Mudder, and then I'm doing my second Tough Mudder on Saturday.
Baby!
Oh, I know. That's amazing. I know someone doing that Tough Mudder, so I wish you all the best.
Oh, thanks. Really, I need it.
That is
tough.
That is tough.
But you know, the thing about that is that yes, of course, I'm training, but I'm not in any way fit. Like, you know what I mean, to look at. But with Tough Mudder, you do it and you feel so good afterwards.
Yeah, you do.
Is it because you're with a crowd? Do you think it's
you're with a big
crowd?
Group of people?
It's
like
clean, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm going with people I work with. We're all just you know, you can, if you can't do something, if you really can't do something, you can just skip it. But you're outdoors. You're challenging yourself. You're like trying your hardest, and I think that's the start, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I think Tough Mudder is such a great example of something that brings together all sorts of people who have at all levels of fitness, and the whole point is you go round as a team, so you don't leave anyone behind. So regardless, you'll be fine because you'll have people who've got your back, so you'll be fine.
Yeah,
and
I'm excited.
What would you say about food though? Do you cut out the carbs, and are you
no, that is so 1999. Carbohydrates are your friend. They're your friend. All food is your friend. It's the old saying, everything in moderation. And I know it's boring, it's not sexy, it doesn't sell magazines, it doesn't sell newspapers, but you really have to have everything in moderation. So I am a firm believer of like 80-20, which means 80% of the time I have whole foods, I have like really good quality food, and then 20% of the time I'm going to go out to eat, I'm going out for dinner tonight. Last night I had a Nando's. I mean, I'm very chilled. I like to have a balance, so I have to have a little bit of what I love, mm-hmm. and then I have what makes me feel really good in my 80%, but 20% is my soul food, you know.
Nice. And you are doing a Q&A, is that right?
Yes. So tomorrow I'm at BeFit London, at the Business Design Centre in Islington at 10 a.m. and I'm on a panel with a couple of other trainers Bradley Simmons, Naomi White, and yeah, we're going to chat all things personal training and I think fitness industry and then health and fitness questions. And then on Saturday, I'm also there with my company Girl Gains, and we're leading a workout for roughly about 300 people, which is going to be so much fun.
That is a big crowd.
Yeah, we did it last year and it is one of the best things I have done yet. The room was electric last year. We've got dance parties, we've got some tough bits of work, exercises to do, and like we're going to challenge everyone, but we're going to make it fun. If you're there, please do come along. And then we're also going to be doing a talk and a Q&A as well. So it's a busy weekend, but
very busy.
BeFit is an epic event. It's like my favourite one of the year.
And can I just ask you before you go, darling, how long should I do in a gym every day? Do you think just a little bit every day, or should everyone do like a good hour and a half?
If you're doing your workouts properly and with enough intensity, you need 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever you can find in the day. Some of my clients will work out at home and give me 20 minutes, and then they'll come and see me for a workout maybe twice a week. So I really suggest quality over quantity. I think someone like the Body Coach has been such a big advocate of that, and his like 15-minute workouts, 20-minute workouts. I myself have home workouts on YouTube that are 20 minutes long. If you're doing things with enough intensity, you don't need to be training for hours. So maybe 4 to 5 times a week, maximum an hour every day. And then little things that you can do throughout the day, which make a huge difference, are walking more. I know everyone's got a Fitbit. Get 10,000 steps every day just to increase your energy. Drink lots of water, get lots of sleep. That's my top tips.
Okay, darling.
I think we can do that.
Lots of sleep. That one I can't do.
I need some at the minute. But then, you know, I think those are doable, aren't they? They're doable.
That's amazing advice. Thank you, my darling. And you're looking amazing. And how can everyone follow you on your Instagram? And
yes, please follow me on Instagram at Tally Rye, and then on Twitter at Tally Rye, and then YouTube Tally Rye, all Tally Rye. It's an unusual name, so you'll find me.
Fairly easy.
Tally Ho! Tally Ho! Lovely to see you. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and good luck with your Q&A and the exercise class. Sounds
thank
great.
You. Good luck with the tough mudder.
Oh, thanks. I need it.
You'll be fine.
I know. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I like that girl, do you?
I feel like we're just learning so much all the time.
I want to be fit. I want to be really super fit.
You are fit though, Lizzie. Maybe do bigger guns. Bigger guns.
I want to get really fit, like super fit.
What, like Elle McPherson?
Karate kit.
Elle McPherson fit.
I'm fitter than Elle McPherson. Come on.
If you say so,
please. You've got a few more years on me. Let me tell you. I know I've got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, you have. We're actually going to talk about that. But should we play a bit of Little Mix first? Yeah? Down with that?
Let's get the Little Mix on.
Eyes wide shut. No more.
I keep trying, nothing's working. I still wanna know if you're alone. I keep trying to put this behind me. I still wanna know who's taking you home.
keep pace? Can you ride shotgun in the fast lane with your eyes wide shut? Tell me, do you have faith in me? Stay the whole night till you feel the sun rays. Can you forget your man saying, and let all of our pain be the champagne? Let me take the wheel from here and penthouse sweet chill from here. Show you the real is here. Stare at the skies with you. Only got eyes for you.
Even when the lights off,
I'm visualizing you. I see a wonder wall. I get close to you. I watch you let it fall and get emotional. Erase the past. We are free at last.
I'm begging, please don't play no more.
Presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Callum McSwiggan.
Hi.
Kink.
Yes.
What about you?
Personal experiences. If we're talking about the BDSM world, I feel like on the vanilla to extreme scale,
mm-hmm.
the 10 would be the extreme.
Okay.
And I want to go like 9.5. I really, really do.
Wow.
But yeah, but I do think the cute aggression is part of it. Because, you know, I like really feminine guys and, you
crushing
know,
them.
And it's kind of like looking
squeezing
at the
them.
Puppy and going, oh, look at the little puppy. I just want to like smush his little face, but with a human male.
And a whip.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We're back.
It's so good to be back.
And Lizzie, we've got some exciting news, haven't we? Because it's...
Yeah, I'm going to be 23.
Cannot believe you've hit the big 3-0.
The big... Hold on. No, not yet. Not yet, darling. No, my mum said, always be the bus you got to school. You
not the
always
bike.
Remember. No, not the bike. God, my mum's really posh. She'd be really upset you said that. 37. I got 37 bus to school.
What does that mean?
Just remember.
You'll be
37
forever. So it's your birthday next week.
It is indeed. Tuesday, having a few little drinkies, a few friends.
Yeah.
Maybe some that aren't really friends out there.
But where is it going to be? What's the plan?
Well, a lovely restaurant. We're going to have food, fun, a few surprise guests.
Ooh.
And then on to Tramp, my favourite nightclub in all the world.
Oh, in Piccadilly. That was where you had your birthday last year, wasn't it?
It was, but we're doing the after there. Because when I was in Tramp, we did the whole thing in Tramp. Everyone was like, I'm hungry. Can we get some food?
You had a power cut. Wasn't there a power cut?
There was a power cut. It went black.
They had to bring candles out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. I was there.
But none of that. I want my guests to be fed. I want everyone to be fed and loads of drink and then to dance and party. Don't
all night
have
long.
An early start. That's all I'm saying. Next day. But no, it's going to be fun. Look, I'm celebrating. I'm still here. I'm still alive, for God's sake. How is that possible?
So it's going to be some big name guests there.
Well,
it's your 30th birthday. You've got to celebrate.
We've got, of course. It's a nice round number. No, it isn't actually. It's a little number. But anyway, we've got some nice, obviously, some names coming. But we've got my real friends.
Uh-huh.
My boys will be there. You can meet
will
my
they?
Boys.
I haven't
yes.
met your boys.
And I'll have to dress a bit more appropriately.
Is there going to be Paps there?
Oh,
you should
maybe
think so.
Paps. I don't know how we get on, do we? Possibly.
Possibly
yeah,
a couple
there could
of
be
perhaps.
Some perhaps. But no, it's going to be a real fun night.
So I should dress up. I shouldn't be wearing my best Alessi jumper like I am this evening.
You can wear what you want, darling. Honestly,
no one gives a
I'm
shit.
Just so happy that you are coming.
I'll
and
be there,
we're going to be fun. There's amazing goodie bags as well.
Oh. Ooh.
I brought you gifts today, actually.
You did, Baze, actually. Very lovely. Little
from Monroe. It's a men's grooming. And I'm giving them a little plug here because I was bid to shave someone.
Oh, I saw this picture of you. Boobs out.
No, but I was
bid
to shave. Do you remember that shot with Cindy Crawford? Not quite the same shot, but anyway.
Cindy Lawford and KD Lang.
Do you remember being
yeah.
shaved? But anyway, money raised, charity, all a good thing. And you've got a nice goodie bag from Monroe. You're going to smell beautiful tonight.
Babes, I'm happy with that. I'm sadly my boyfriend's. I'm not seeing him until the week of next. We're going to Champneys.
Oh.
Thanks to you, actually, Lizzie.
Thank you. We see, I come handy.
Sometimes you do come in. I'm an annoyance.
I know that, but I can be quite handy.
Every now and again, you can be a bit handy. So, do you know who's coming on next? This is exciting for me. He is a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
A very good journalist friend of mine.
Yeah.
He is calling all the way from LA. Andy Tillett.
Andy Tillett has
got some serious freaking gossip for us.
I love the name, Andy Tillett.
Andy Tillett, like it is.
Tillett.
He is one of those guys, he's not a pap, but he'll be chasing around people. He'll be looking, he'll be going for the exclusives at the, you know, getting the birth certificates and the divorce proceedings. He will be the person in the know. So, I think he's got some exciting gossip for us. But before that, do you know what I really want to play?
Come on.
I think you're going to love this. And actually, I feel like it might actually even be a song about you.
Come on.
Shall I leave it to the imagination? Yeah.
Yeah.
You feeling that, Cundy?
Man, I want that as my birthday track.
I think it is. I think it's actually about you. Leather and lace.
Leather and lace.
She bangs.
She bangs. She bangs.
Well.
Well, if only she did.
Oh. I think you do secretly, but we're not allowed to talk about that.
No, we won't talk about it.
We've got our final guest.
I'm so excited. This is exciting.
This is exciting.
Guest.
We've got Andy Tillett on the phone. Andy, are you there?
Hi, is that Steve Lang and Lizzie Cundy in London?
Yay!
It is. How are you?
Hi, you guys. How's it going?
I'm not sure about this accent, Andy. I'm not buying it.
I love this accent.
So me and Andy used to work together a long time ago. Well, not that long, but...
Are you from the States, Andy? Or is it...
Not that long. No, I'm from Derby.
Oh, bless you. It's a good accent.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. My teeth aren't even white.
Right. Not even as white as they need to be. But Andy is now living in LA and is a very successful journalist out there. He's doing very well for himself.
Andy,
he's a straight man in journalism, Lizzie.
Oh wow, you don't get many of those to the pound, let me tell you. Really?
You certainly don't.
You don't. So how is it out in LA?
Things are good, actually. It's been a very, very busy couple of weeks, or well, a few months actually, because there was, you know, the Oscars and all the awards shows.
Cool.
And
yeah.
Golden Globes and
got a couple of
the
those.
Grammys. There's, you know, it gets very, very busy, and then sort of at the end of it, you have the summer starting with the first festival of the season in the most people's calendar, which is Coachella.
Yes,
happened the last 2 weekends.
Wow!
So we've got a little clip to play from Coachella, and then you are going to give us some of the gossip.
So exciting
that went on.
Yeah,
specifically about Lady Gaga.
Here we go.
Yeah, we'll play a little clip and then we'll come straight back. How about that?
Sure.
Hey guys. Oh my god, who am I? I don't even look like the same like when I started the vlog.
I feel like we're a girl group. Hi.
Girl. So guys, we are all Coachella'd out. We are going to our first Coachella party. We're going to the Smashbox
party. I feel like you're Elsa glam.
I feel like I look like Elsa.
I feel like this is Elsa if Elsa went to Coachella.
I get like you're taking over the world kind of vibes. Me too. I feel like some like space princess.
Some space princess
came to take over Earth.
Let it go.
Right, it's safe to say that Coachella is no Glastonbury.
Yes, I mean...
It's not my sort of festival, man. I like the sound of this.
Well, yes, I mean, that's the kind of tip. Coachella attracts a particular kind of crowd, which is a group of girls and boys who talk in a very specific sort of way and have a, you know, have more interest in their wardrobe than
the music.
Than, than the music at all, and it's very interesting. I'll give you a story about Coachella.
PC.
So, you know, in England, everybody, you get 5-6 people jump into your Ford Focus, load of about 15 liters of cider, drive, sit in a traffic jam for 5 hours.
Yeah, done that.
Whereas my friend decided she wanted to go to Coachella on a Friday. She's got quite a few Instagram followers, so she put up a story saying, oh, hi, everybody. I would love to go to Coachella this weekend. I just don't have a ticket. And 20 minutes later, a guy had sent her a message saying, well, I've got a space on my private jet. He whisked her over to the airfield, got a hair and makeup artist to shadow her for the weekend, jetted her over there, and, well, you know.
What did she have to do in return is my thought.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not sure what happened in the private jet, but she said she came back very satisfied by the weekend.
She had a smile on her face. That's the main thing. Wow.
But it's that kind of vibe, right? You know, like there's lots of rich girls, lots of rich guys.
Yeah, I mean, everybody at Coachella has, like, you know, feathers in their hair, 3 costume changes a day. Not one person camps. I've never met a person who actually camps at Coachella.
What do they do?
They walk around, they make vlogs about how hot they are and how great Coachella is, and...
Did you have any English celebrities posing, saying...
Well, I mean, yeah, there are... I know that not the weekend that just went, but the weekend before, Mark Wright, I think, was over there with a few...
Mark Wright?
A few of his crew, I
think. Oh, Danny Dye wasn't about.
I actually think you're right, yeah. I think I saw some pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that not spell the end of that kind of thing, when people like Mark Wright are attending?
Mark Wright is a very glamorous man.
He's a very glamorous man.
He has big muscles and a tan, so I mean, that's the sort of thing.
So he's a winner. He's on to a winner.
Yeah, he'd go down well there. And very white teeth.
So, Lizzie,
do you think you could be persuaded to go to Coachella if it was...
Oh, you're going to come with me, darling. If you come with me... Do you know what? I'm not a real festival girl.
Well, that's what I mean. I can't imagine you in a field with your Wellington boots on.
But do you know what? I could try it. I like the sound of it. As long as there's lots of fun and frolics.
They have lots of gourmet food trucks, plenty of places to sit, and it is in the sun.
It's in the sun. It sounds fun. But you know what? I just worry because some of the people there worry me. They're so posy. I mean, I know I can pose for the
But
they really are trying to look like their festival look, and they look weird. And I find it's a bit maybe too fake. Is it fake?
It's absolutely, yeah, it's a fashion show. I mean, I've spoken to numerous people who went on either of the two different weekends, good friends of mine and stuff, and, you know, there's a few that, like, you know, all they'll talk about is the music and how great it was and all the incredible things they saw, but most people are just like, well, I met this really cute guy and this other guy who's running a fashion show party, and...
I bet he is.
Yeah.
But
it goes like, it's unlike how you or I or most of the people in England would imagine a festival to be. But you know, it's California. It has its own way of doing things.
You see, I don't like Glastonbury with the wellies and the tents and the rain and the mud. I think this sounds so much more my cup of tea.
Yeah,
are you going to come with me?
I think maybe next year, Lizzie would.
Okay, should we hook up?
To get out here.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Andy, I think
up.
You just had an offer for a hookup.
Andy, you got a hookup. What about the acts? What were the acts?
Well,
like?
That's what I wanted to ask. Lady Gaga, there was a bit of controversy, if I'm right, because everyone was saying how she did a really killer opener and then it kind of died off and people were getting a bit bored. I don't know if you heard anything about that. What do you make of it? But she's obviously, she was the replacement for Beyonce, wasn't she?
She was, and I mean, that's always going to be a disappointment to most of the pop buying public.
Yes.
I think one of the problems was that she did a lot of tracks in the set from the last two albums, the Joanne one, which really outside of...
is not her biggest.
Hipster circles, yeah, wasn't really well received. And then the one before it, so there's a lull, like, in the middle of the set. And although she's a great performer and she does have a lot of, you know, pizzazz and, you know, really gives it a lot into her performances, I think that people just hadn't listened to the songs.
Oh, yeah, right. That's true.
Also, one of the other headliners was Radiohead, and they're just kind of the wrong band for this sort of crowd.
Yeah,
you know,
I thought.
It's a nice, been a nice sunny day. You don't want a load of moping old
men. It's a bit depressing.
You know?
Funnily enough, I saw Tom York in a shop in Shoreditch not so long ago. Very small.
Really?
Very small.
Yes,
very, very, very tiny,
yeah.
Tiny
I had
man.
A night with him one night.
Oh, you
Brown's.
Did?
No, not like that.
Oh.
But yeah, a bit of a downer, but it brought the atmosphere a bit down. You need a bit of upbeatness.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Did anyone stand out for you there? Well, there's a DJ called Marshmello, and he put on one of the most banging sets there, to be honest with you.
Ooh,
and Migos, the rap duo, went down very, very, very well.
Wow, okay.
They were two real highlights for the festival. But they're a bit sort of like cool and not so mainstream.
I see, that's what people are looking for these days, isn't it? They don't want to be mainstream. But you have some gossip, I believe, about Brangelina to tell us.
Well, we, over here, the biggest showbiz couple is Brad and Angelina.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, indeed. Locked into a divorce rather fickly. I think the showbiz commentators had predicted that they would have it finalised ready for the beginning of April, which is tax time over here, but unfortunately it hasn't looked that way. But I don't know, have you seen any pictures of Brad Pitt recently?
He looks rather skinny.
A bit rough.
He looks a bit slim, Jim.
Yeah. He's gone very, very thin, and he's also... My showbiz spies out here have been following him around Los Angeles, and he just gets on his bike every day, goes to this art studio and works on this sculpture that he's making. Now, I can't imagine what this sculpture's of, but I presume it's like a large bust of Angelina
professes
and dying love for her forever.
Is he not working at the minute then? There's no films going on? No, or
nothing. He's just chilling out, looking very, very 90s. I don't know if you've seen pictures.
Yes, I have to say. Yeah, he's looking like he did back in like 92 or something.
Yeah, it's weird. He's sort of reverted back to like being 24 again and, you know, growing a goatee.
Young.
And hanging out with Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Which,
oh dear.
Oh, he's gone. He's,
oh dear.
Yeah,
it's 2017. No. Let's move on.
So, what's he doing with himself? So, has he gone inward? Is he doing sculptures and weird stuff?
Yeah, this is it. He's living a very, very interesting life with this, going to this sculpture gallery owned by his friend Thomas Hausego, who's actually from Leeds.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah, he's an English artist, and they become really good buddies, and I think he's...
I don't know of him, Thomas. Thomas, I'll have to look him up. His little sculptures.
Yeah, I'd never heard of him either, but apparently he's quite well revered.
So the divorce is imminent, is that the case?
So the divorce is imminent. Brad's living back at the compound. I have a report saying he's got a new tattoo, a mystery tattoo on his upper arm, but nobody's discovered what it is yet. I don't know if you've ever seen any of Brad Pitt's tattoos, but they're quite interesting.
What, they're a bit cryptic?
Well, no, not really. He's got AJP, as for Angelina Jolie Pitt, in big letters on his stomach.
Oh, you have to get rid of that one.
That's a difficult one, because that's not one that you're going to find anyone else with exactly the same initials, are you? So...
As we change our name.
Yeah.
He's going to have to try and maybe make the A into... We'll have to change it. We could do something with it, maybe.
Maybe.
Make a face.
Who knows? Who knows?
Two eyes.
So Brad and Ann just coming to a close, but...
It certainly is. Sorry, tell me.
No, go on. What were you going to say? Is there much more for people to pay attention to?
So he's got new tattoo. He's hanging out in weird places. Looks skinny. He's not... Do you think he's in a good place, or is he just...
I genuinely don't, actually. I think that Brad is really struggling with this, because I don't think that he thought it was coming. I don't think he realised it was going to happen. I don't think that he knew what to do after. I still don't think he knows what to do. I think he's putting off work. He's not got a film to promote yet, but he will have soon, and I don't think he's going to enjoy doing that.
No.
He has been making public appearances. He went to a premiere for his movie that he produced, The Lost City of Z, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I know, he shook a few hands and things there. He appeared at the Golden Globes and he gave an award out there.
You know, so it's not like he's turned his back on showbiz, it's just more...
No.
He's a bit down, you feel a sadness around
him. I feel
him.
That everything he's doing is a public plea to, you know, show that he's, you know, changing himself and that he wants to be a good family man. I believe that he's doing it all for Angelina personally.
Oh, really?
I've no clue.
Yeah. Well, I think that's ship sailed.
Well, yes, I probably think so too. You also have a little bit of gossip about probably one of the most controversial men in Hollywood, I believe, Charlie Sheen.
Well, indeed, I did have one story which at the moment I can't reveal.
Ooh.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
It's still stuck underneath the lawyer's thumbs.
Ooh.
But it turns out that Charlie has been carrying on with his rather debauched life, and his plane was on his way back from Mexico and it was stopped and searched by border control. Unfortunately, at this time, according to the National Enquirer magazine, which came out yesterday, he was too zonked out of it on booze to know what really was going on. He's the picture, sort of laughing, which is a shame, really, because
it was,
I think a lot of people...
Yeah, they're rooting for him, aren't they? They got quite a bit of support, I thought.
Yeah, he sort of seemed to turn it around and make it look like he was, you know, becoming an advocate for people with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to turn his life around and become a new, you know, a new person.
Not so easy, turns out.
It's
not so
hard,
easy when somebody's
hard
an addict,
habit
is
to
it?
Break.
Yeah, he was kind of famous for his drug-induced rantings, wasn't he? Maybe 5-10 years ago.
Yeah,
so was he naughty on the plane? But was he just not in the best shape? Basically, he'd had a few too many sherbets.
Well, yeah, it's the the It was described as the latest in a conga line of sheen disgraces, which I thought was a very eloquent way of putting
nice,
it.
Nice, nice. It'd be
have you ever seen a conga line of disgraces?
Well, I've been in one.
You might do later if you come with me. I'm going to the BT Sports Awards. You might have seen a few of those there. oh, bless him. Oh, Charlie. But
it's not going well, is it?
No, bless him. But I actually really like him. I actually find him very funny. And I think the way he handled it was, you know, he did it with humour, which I think is, you know.
Definitely. But it hasn't worked out so well.
It's not quite working out if he's getting sorted on
I think it's a credit to him because he, even when he was at some of his lowest, most crack addicted points where he was sleeping with, you know, anybody who came along and really out of it, when it came to actually time for filming, he would, you know, sober up, turn up, you know, do the job for 12 weeks. And then just go straight back into his craziness again.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a life I would advocate. That's all I'm saying. Well, Andy, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening.
Andy, will you come back again? I love the LA news.
Yeah.
Oh, any time.
And how is Dancing in the of the Stars? You know, out there, the big show. My friend Bruno Tonioli's doing it. Yeah.
Is it?
The Housewives.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Dancing in the Stars runs.
Beverly Hills is doing it.
Yeah. It runs like every 6 months or so. You know, there's always a Dancing with the Stars on.
Interesting. Didn't know that. So it's not like Strictly Here.
No.
It's a big production, isn't it? It's a big goal.
It carries on, but it still gets good ratings, actually. It's like the highest rated in its time slot. I do know that.
Who knew?
Good for Bruno.
Well, Andy, thanks.
Good for Bruno.
Good for Bruno. Good paycheck. Thanks so much for speaking to us this evening, and we'll definitely be back to chat to you another time.
Lovely to hear from you, Andy.
Lovely to hear from you, too.
I want to see you soon.
Take care, Lee. Take care, Steve.
Enjoy. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Right, I'm going to hook up with him when I go to LA.
Andy.
Yes.
Honestly, he can show you a good time. A drink under the table.
I bet. I can't wait.
He's a true Brit journalist out there, I tell you.
It's all happening. But my friend went to LA and said she was a bit disappointed. It was a bit... They'd let it go.
Really?
It was Trump, but she said there was a funny atmosphere.
I'm not that big of a fan, not going to lie.
It was not looked after, a bit grubby.
She
was really not very happy. People were rude. She said, I don't know what it's... to do with Trump. I say can't blame Trump.
Well, I blame Trump, but you know, that's just me.
No, you can't blame the Trump.
Let's play a little track and we'll have a little wrap up and then we're done with the show.
Fantastic.
Bit of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment. Slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long. Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Con pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarlo aquí tengo la pieza, oye. Oh yeah.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te pierdas si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro hasta provocar tus gritos y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever cuando esté contigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
Favorito, favorito. Pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos y que olvides tu apellido.
Despacito.
Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I like it.
Bit of Spanish Justin
it's
Bieber.
It's very Spanishy.
Well, it's in Spanish, basically.
Well, of course.
One would say that's fairly
Spanish.
And I'm
going there in the summer. I like it. I'm going to play it.
My mum has just sent me a little message wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh,
for
bless
next
your
week.
Lovely mum. Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
Mrs. Lang.
She's not Mrs.
Kind.
Lang.
All right, Miss Louise.
Louise is fine.
Louise is fine.
We'll
thank
go
you,
with
Louise.
That.
We'll go with Louise. That's very sweet. Thank you. I'm 23.
Muchly excited about your party
yes,
next week.
Yes, it's going to be great fun. I'm really hoping. It's always boring when it's your own party because I go to so many and I don't think about it. But when it's your own, I want everyone just to have a good time. To be fed and watered and lots of fun.
Well, that's the key. Do you know what? I always think this. When you go to a party sometimes and there's the booze, you have to queue up for a cocktail at the bar, all that rubbish, and everyone's waiting 20 minutes to get a drink. No. Keep it really simple.
I want food.
People
as well.
Want food.
Nibbles.
Because that's
drink,
all you want.
Nice
people
music.
Have been out all day. They want to have a bit of food.
And you know what? You've had the bank holiday weekend. It's right after. And people are like, oh, I'm back at work. Ooh,
yeah.
I want it fun.
Good.
It's going to be full of fun.
I'm excited to meet your boys.
Yeah, my boys are there. I'll have to wear appropriate dress.
Are they going
to
make sure you do?
Of course. Oh, my God.
I'm glad about that.
It's going to be really good fun with a few nice faces. Friends, family, people I love.
Is your mum coming?
No. Mum's got a date. Uh-huh. Mum's not going. No. Mum moved to Norfolk.
Oh, so not easy for her to get to. Fair enough. I understand
that. But also, I need to have fun. She'll be telling me off.
Would she, though?
Yes.
What, for drinking and getting your boobs out?
Listen, you know what I am about. I'm fun, I'm Lizzie Gundy. You're going to have the boobs out, okay?
So we're going to Chai Kitchen
and
then
Tramp. It's going to be great fun.
It's going to be really good.
No, we're going to have fun. But there's food, there's loads of food.
Basically, that's all that matters to me.
That's all that matters and that's what I need now. But you know what, it's so good to be back at FUBAR.
So good, we've had
a
brilliant show.
I've missed you, darling.
Babes, every week without you is a chore and a challenge.
A chore and a challenge. But you know what? We've got next week's going to be even better.
Every week is always better. We're always improving week on week.
And can I say, Bananarama are back, Steps are back. Life is just beyond amazing.
Gorgeous.
At the
well, I'm going to play a bit of a classic track so I like to do at the end of the show. So how about a bit of Madonna?
Love Madonna.
Thanks for listening to Access All Areas this week.
And thank you for listening. And we are here this time next week. Please join us.
With plenty of stories from your birthday party,
There will be a few stories. I'll tell you all the real things that go on at my party.
Good night.
Yeah, lots of love, everyone. Bye.